Hello. I just wanted to take a minute and or three and share my family Christmas tradition because I think it's quite extraordinary. My grandmother grew up in Southwest Baltimore in an Irish neighborhood in a little tiny row house on McHenry Street. She was one of seven children. There were seven children, three bedrooms, and a boarder, and parents in this tiny little house. Well, as the family grew and the girls grew up and they got married, the house ran out of space to celebrate Christmas. So in 1952, my Uncle Buddy Ryan had the idea, like, let's rent a hall and we can all have Christmas dinner together in one place. Well, that's exactly what they did. Then this Christmas will be the 63rd year that my family is renting a hall and having Christmas dinner together. Every year, we have at least four generations of my family in a room. Sometimes there's 75 people there, sometimes there's 50, sometimes there's 35, sometimes there's 100. It's been an extraordinary gift to me to know so many generations, to know my cousins, first cousins, second cousins, third cousins. We have a family club. We meet three times a year. We plan all of our events. I've apparently been elected the lifetime secretary of the club, and for years it is family newsletter. I'm the keeper of the birthdays and the lists, and now the Facebook page, because we've entered the new century. Some of us have, begrudgingly, you know. but I think this year, actually, we had a long, hard discussion with ourselves, as I'm very fortunate in that most of my family stayed in the Baltimore area. We didn't move far and wide. And so we did a lot of soul searching because people were married and doing different things and divorced, and young people maybe weren't realizing yet how significant this was. So we took a vote, and next year will be the first time we celebrate the week before Christmas instead of on Christmas Day. So I think this year, when we all gather in our hall and have this last kind of Christmas dinner on Christmas Day that we've so significantly made a priority, there will be a little bit of a bittersweetness to it. But I know that I am so very, very grateful. I'm grateful that two of my grandmother's sisters are still living and two of my uncles are still living. And that once again, we will get to celebrate Christmas with four generations of really fabulous people in a way that I think has been an enormous gift to us all. So that's my Christmas story.